memory, and it was pretty cool to be able to have a torch go right through the campus. Keith says that they went right by the 9/11 memorial, and we have a nice bench in front of the expansion, the Cook Pavilion, in honor of Jim, and so the torch was able to go around that area and through campus and then out onto 3rd Street. So thanks to Keith for doing that for us, and it was a great honor to have it on our campus.
Hardly a surprise that Ivy Tech would be included in that, as obviously being a large member of our community. And a story that before, I know you and Keith, I don't get the pregame notes, but before we get started, though, we've seen in Indiana, and I just want to know if this is going to affect you, that ITT is closed up in Carmel, and that, I don't know if that's a competitor. I don't know how that works. Are you going to see some bounce from that? Because those students just don't have anywhere to go anymore. How does Ivy Tech help out there?
Well, you know, all of across the state and all of the colleges across Indiana are working together with the Commission for Higher Ed to really help those students figure out where they want to go. We're all trying to help them as much as we can, help them come in and maybe waive a fee to do a test out or things like that. So we're holding educational fairs on our different campuses. Now, we're not holding one in Bloomington since we don't have an ITT Tech locally here in this community. But across the state, they are. They're having quite a large one in Indianapolis and a couple up north, but really just helping those students figure out. And it's not just the Ivy Tech. It's all the different schools, Indiana Wesleyan, WGU, places like that. They're all going to be together in one location to help those students move on with their courses and credits that they already obtained.
And that's, just how often do you see places of higher education, continuing education, shut their doors? I mean, gee whiz.
Right. A little scary. But, not anything related to Ivy Tech, of course. But, all the different schools are there to help those students finish their degrees and completions.
Jenny, speaking about summer ending, you got a coursework almost ending for the first 8-week classes.
I can't believe it. I mean, before you know it, the first 8 weeks session, our short-term classes will be over, and we're going to be starting another round of 8-week classes. They're very, very, very popular. The next round starts October 17th, and if we have people out there that can come and help people get enrolled in those classes and help you with your financial aid. And at the same time, if you're ready, we will enroll you to the spring, because the spring classes that start in January, that enrollment period is also open. So come on out to campus, and we'll get you enrolled.
Well, Ivy Tech Bloomington continues to grow, and one of the areas that you're strengthening is kinesiology. You wanted to mention that.
And don't stretch the truth.
Yeah, don't stretch. Ooh.
I love it. Well, actually, what I really want to do is talk about some of the new faculty that we've been hiring, and every time I'm trying to let people know about our great new faculty that came on board in August. So I wanted to talk about Dr. Kyle Hetrick. And you're right, he joins the faculty in the Department of Kinesiology, one of our great degree programs that we have, which is really exercise and sports science. We're kind of going to change that name from kinesiology to exercise and sports science, so more people understand that. But Dr. Hetrick has a bachelor's in biology and chemistry and a doctorate in microbiology. And he's taught for us as an adjunct before in general biology and anatomy and physiology and microbiology. And he came to us from IU, where he was a postdoc researcher in biochemistry. And he is a great new full-time faculty member. He'll teach 5 classes for us. In the past, as an adjunct, he's helped us with our Science Olympiad and some student-centered learning workshops. And the thing he really wants to do that he's telling us is that he wants to promote the interest in science among high school students and middle school students. So we're excited about the energy that he brings to our campus, and so proud that he decided to come and work for us at Ivy Tech in Bloomington. So welcome, Dr. Kyle Hetrick.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, two student-related kinds of things to come up. These are really neat things. One, you've got I'm going to call it a game night for the students. And also, you got the student family movie coming up.
Right. Now, the student family movie is, I believe it's this Friday. I can't recall if it's this Friday or the following Friday.
Show up for both. You can't lose if you show up for both of them.
Yeah. Jenny will have the popcorn.
Right. That's right.
That's right. We'll have the popcorn, and Dory, the movie, the Disney movie will be playing. So that'll be really, really good. But we'll get that date for you for sure. I can't remember if it's tomorrow or the following Friday. But we also, next Wednesday, we have a student game day. You know, we always try to do different things with our students to try to connect to them to the campus. And if we can find something that they're interested in, they might meet a new friend, might meet a faculty member that, you know, they may not have talked to previously. So we will have a student game day on Wednesday from 12 to 6 in Shreve Hall. And there are games like an Xbox and Wii games being played on the large
screen.
Okay, so
what's Giant Jenga?
I have no idea. I just think it's a giant. I don't know.
I know what Twister is, Jenga. And I know some of the other stuff. But
I know how to play cards, and I know how to play ping pong.
Jenga is easy. It's a game of blocks. You set it
but
up, and then
the
you
one
pull
you'd
a block
pull out. The
out.
Block.
Yeah,
okay,
there's right. Bigger blocks.
But it's really big.
You need a crane and a hard hat.
Now, it's the 7th annual Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship, and you got that lady coming down from Indianapolis that keeps those lists.
That's right. Angie from Angie's List will be here, and that's being held on Wednesday, October 26th. It's an afternoon lunch from 11:30. The one in Shreve Hall, and it is hosted by the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. I can't believe it. It's our 7th annual event. I'm very excited. So Angie Hitt is the co-founder and chief marketing officer of Angie's List, and tickets are still going on for sale for $75 each. We have discounted student tickets prices to $25, so we could also do some sponsorships and all that, but a great time. Those are always a great event, and Angie will be just fantastic, and we're excited to have her on our campus.
And it's on our campus. That's the important thing.
Our campus.
Your track record of your programs as chancellor is amazing. You have another accreditation that's been received.
That's right. Our early childhood education program, again, has been their accreditation has been renewed for 7 years. Through the Commission on Early Childhood Association degree accreditation. So we're really excited about that. You know, Margie Risen is our program chair, and she just does a fantastic job with all of her faculty. Kathy Saylor is another full-time faculty member in the program. And, you know, those when we talked about them before, people know what those things, those accreditation processes are like. They're very lots of information you've got to submit. They come out, they interview students, they come out and interview people that support the program, you know, and then they come together and decide on how they're going to continue to accredit, or sometimes they don't. But in this case, you know, we're very fortunate to be reaccredited in our early childhood program, and kudos to Margie Risen and Kathy Saylor for making that happen.
Jenny, next time, we're out of time now, but next time you got to talk to me and Mike about whether or not you need subjects for that massage therapy program.
We do. We have a new certificate program coming, so we'll talk about it next time.
Will that be after the Wednesday lunch or before? You should just
you
know
it
what?
After. Know
you
really
you should combine it all and make it spa day at Ivy Tech.
Spa day.
Now, who wouldn't
with
do
lunch
that? Yeah,
and
who
your
wouldn't
massage.
Do that? Right. And then a wine tasting afterwards. All right, Jenny, good job as always.
Thank you.